Beloved. Beloved. Some would suggest that the gospel begins and ends and is completely contained in that word, beloved. It is John who says to us, God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Beloved. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. It's a familiar phrase. We have heard those words. I am not sure how well, how deeply, how totally we have believed those words. Believe them intellectually, yes, in our heads. Believe them deeply in our hearts. Because it seems to me that that's where, for all of us, it needs to reside. And so perhaps the best thing any of us can do, and all of us, each of us, needs to do, is sit and allow God to love us every single day. There is nothing that we need more, not even oxygen. Because without air, we'll suffocate and die. Without knowing the love of God, spiritually, we're already dead. Because it comes from God and abides in God. And it is God's great gift to us, and it is because of God's love that everything else is understood and explained and believed. We are God's children now because God has made it so in creating us and calling us to life. But even more, as St. Paul reminds us, while we were still sinners, sending his beloved Son, who, as we heard today in the gospel, on his own to lay down his life for us, that we may truly be children of God. Which is why we read earlier in John's gospel, God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. And the fullness of God's love has been revealed, as John's gospel also says to us, that he lays down his life for us. As St. Paul says, while we were still sinners. And so we become children of God in our baptism. Beloved. Beloved, now and forever. The question then becomes, because God has loved us so, how do we respond to that? In the gospel, Jesus suggests, I know mine, and mine know me. I must leave, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. To hear the voice of the shepherd, to recognize that voice, means to follow him. To follow him. to live truly as the beloved of God, as children of God. And it's so appropriate that we have this World Day of Prayer for Vocations today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, because the notion of vocation kind of unpacks for us what it means to live as children of God, what it means for us to follow the Lord, to live as the children of God. Because my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And that's what it means for us. To follow how? To follow as the Lord has called us. That's what vocation means. And so the question is, what does God's love call you to be? How does God's love call you to live? That's the question of vocation. That's the question of our Christian life. That's the question for us, what it does it mean for me to be a child of God. Baptism helps us unpack that more, because baptism reminds us that we share in the dying and the rising of Christ himself, and that in baptism we are consecrated to share in Jesus' own identity. And the traditional way that that gets expressed is priest and prophet and king. Priest, prophet, and king. What does that mean? Priest is about prayer. To be a person of prayer. And we hear in this gospel, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And so to be a person of prayer is to be like Jesus in communion with the Father by our own prayer. By our sitting, as I said, and allowing the Lord's love to be present to us every single day. To be a person of prayer in response. To speak what is in our hearts. To share the joys and the burdens, the troubles and the worries of our lives. To be a person of prayer. To be a person of prayer when we gather here. One of the things that strikes me and that I see and I hear again and again and again is that the Second Vatican Council talked about full conscious and active participation and in the liturgy. And certainly, over 50 years, we have come far in doing that. And yet, the temptation, I think, is always with us to come to Mass with the mentality of a consumer, to come to Mass with the mentality of give me something, to come to Mass and be here in a way that is passive rather than truly active, to receive what happens here rather than understand that we are all enacting what is happening here. Now, I know that some people are shy about singing. There are an awful lot of closed mouths every single week. It gets hidden by the people who like to sing and who sing out. there are an awful lot of people, and perhaps some of our younger people, who clearly don't know all the responses and don't join in. There are people who glaze over during the Eucharistic prayer. But we are actors in the Mass. We enact the Mass because we are a priestly people. We are prophetic people, which means we speak the words of the Lord. In order to do that, like Jesus, we need to listen to the word of the Lord. In John's Gospel, again and again, we hear Jesus saying, I don't say this on my own, but I say what I hear from the Father. What words do we speak? And to whom? And are the words that we speak God's words? Do out of our mouth come comments or observations or jokes or cracks or ideas that do not fit the dignity of a daughter or a son of God? Are not the kind of thing that a beloved son or daughter of God deserves to hear from us? And what kind of influence do we have living as a son or daughter in the people around us? One of the things I remember very clearly, when I was in the seminary and working in a summer job, and of course everybody at work knew that I was a seminarian. And there was one guy there, every time he was going to say something that he knew wasn't exactly proper, would look to me and say, close your ears. He knew that that wasn't appropriate. And I used to say back to him, I don't know how to do that. You can close your eyes, you can't close your ears. Sometimes he'd say it. Sometimes I suspect he waited till I was no longer in the room. Sometimes, hopefully, the moment had passed. Who we are and understanding who we are and who we are with can have an effect. If the words we speak and the words we hear are the Lord's words. We are a kingly people. And that's gotten translated to servant because that's the sense of what it means. And today, perhaps, we hear it into the context of the gospel, a shepherding people. And the question is, in the light of today's gospel, are we shepherds or are we hired hands? You know, we've gotten very good as a society for getting hired hands to just do the job. And usually it's the job we don't want to do because we're too busy, because we have other things to do, sometimes because we don't have the skills. And sometimes that's very appropriate and it's the best thing we can do. But Jesus talks about what that means. A hired man who is not a shepherd, whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and runs away because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. If we are called to be shepherds, then of whom? And we look to the people right around us, the people that God has given us. And in a special way, those are the people entrusted to us and to our care. But there are other people who who get sent to us, who come into our lives? And do we have the heart of a shepherd for those people who come into our lives, who perhaps are being sent to us? Or is it all too easy for us to say, not my problem? Not my problem. Let somebody else take care of that. Real simple application for that. We're all together here at Mass today because today is the day of our annual meeting. So the idea is we all come together and pray, then we all go over to the hall and have a convocation, a time for us to think and speak with each other. That's what convocation means. Now, I know that there's some people who aren't going to be able to do that because they have other responsibilities, because being a shepherd calls them to respond to that first. But I wonder how many people just wrote that out of their minds, wrote that out of their schedule, said, I don't do that. I've got something better to do. Maybe true. But how do we think about our community of faith and one another? And are we called to shepherd this faith community? Not just the pastor, not just the pastoral staff, but all of us. It is that in our mind as we look at St. Malachy, as we think about our ministries, as we think about the people we are called to serve. It's easy to be happy and to be proud of all the things that go on here. What's my share of that? How am I called to be a shepherd? Maybe because I donate, I give, and that's important because we need to pay the bills. Maybe I give my time. Maybe I contribute the things I can do. Is my heart here? Is my prayer here? Is my concern here? Because we are shepherds, all of us, for one another. Beloved, we are God's children now. And so we are called to live in a way worthy of God's call in our lives. What is that call? A call to marriage and family? A call to parenting, a call to live as a single person in this world, and therefore called then to serve many people in various ways. A call to serve an extended family, a call as a widow or a widower, as someone whose marriage has ended, to continue to bear witness to the goodness and love of God in our world through being faithful to that life and to that love. Beloved, if we understand it contains the whole gospel, to be loved and also to be love in our world. That is what we celebrate here. And that is what we are called to live here. Because that, in fact, as St. John says, is who we are.